Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Wherever it's clear that now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out, focus your attention there. By breath, we don't mean so much the air coming in and out through the nose. It's more the energy flow in the body that allows the air to come in and out. You can feel that anywhere in the body, in the chest, in the abdomen, in the shoulders, in the back. Wherever you feel it, focus there. And then try to stay there. In Pali, they call this a Vihara Dhamma, a home for the mind. If you're going to stay home, you have to make the home interesting. Because just staying within, out, in, out, after a while, the mind goes out and doesn't come back. So notice how the breathing feels. What kind of breathing feels best for the body right now? If you're tired, you want to look for something that's energizing. If you're tense, you want to look for a way of breathing that's more relaxed. If you're feeling frazzled, try to find a soothing breathing. You get to play. It's like keeping your child in the house. If you lock the door, lock the windows, if the child doesn't have anything to entertain it, it's going to go. Find some way to slip through the door, slip through the windows. But if you have something to play with, then it's going to be happy to stay. So play with your breath. Experiment with the long breathing for a while, and then short breathing. In long, out short, in short, out long. Heavy or light, deep or shallow. See what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. And the needs of the body may change as the mind settles down. So when the mind has a home like this, it has a good solid basis. Otherwise we're wandering around subject to things outside, the rain, the sun, without any protection. You might get kidnapped by some greed, aversion, or delusion. But you know, when you're staying at home, you're safe. You leave when you have business to leave, and then you come back. You've got a good place to come back to. Most of us, though, just let our minds wander around. It's like letting your toddler wander around. It's subject to all kinds of dangers. As the Buddha said, a trained mind is one that thinks when it wants to think and doesn't think when it doesn't need to think. Give the mind a good place to stay when it doesn't need to go wandering around. It has no business outside. That way it can gather its strength. So when the time comes that you do have to think about things, the mind is less sharper. Another image they like to use is of a knife. You just keep using the knife, chopping, chopping, chopping. After a while, it's dull. No matter how hard you chop, it doesn't cut through. But resting the mind in concentration like this is like sharpening the knife. You keep it inside its scabbard. And when the time comes to use it, you could pull it out, cut right through the problem, and then put it right back. So give the mind a good place to stay. When it's really good, the mind will want to stay there. It'll come out only when it has to. Otherwise, it's content to gather its strength inside. Because we live in a world where we need a lot of strength in order to maintain our goodness. So whatever you can do to maintain that strength, whatever you can do to protect that strength, augment that strength, practice the mind in that direction. Train the mind in that direction. You'll get a lot more use out of it than you ordinarily do.